This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good morning. As my mic stand attempts to come, you know what, I'll put that together later. Should never do repairs to the mic stand when you're actually doing something. Good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. That's right, today is Thursday, isn't it? It's Thursday. I've lost. Well, there's a reason I lost today. There is a reason I have lost today. You know, as these things work out, it worked out to where I didn't really have a whole lot to do with it. You see, I got up yesterday and I had a text. I had a text from my eldest son. And it said, hey, maybe if you're not so busy later, you'd like to come by the birthing center. And there waiting for me was my latest granddaughter, Eloise Hope, waiting for me with my, what had been my latest granddaughter, Eliza Grace. So I have now Grace and Hope in my life, which is pretty cool. Coming up second hour is going to be Sean Maloney. Yes, it is Thursday. That's right, it is Thursday. I knew this the whole time. The World According to Second Call Defense with Sean Maloney. That's coming up second hour. That's all inbound. In other news, of course, and listen, you can go to my homepage right now on the website, Lock and Load Radio, to read about the actual truth of this. But Hillary Clinton has decided to adopt the 40% myth to argue for gun control in one of her latest gun grabs. Hillary really doesn't have any idea what she's talking about, does she? I don't think she does. I don't think she got a clue. And that's sort of problematic. Simply because she comes off sounding like a moron. She's supposed to be the sharpest, you know, when it was Barack Obama, he was the sharpest adult in the room. And Hillary was in the room at the same time. But Barack was sharper. So now that Barack is no longer in the room, that leaves Hillary as the default sharpest adult in the room. And like all gun grabbers, she is lying. The 40% myth that, it's one of the issues that's going to stand between her and the White House, I think, because even the mainstream media, a lot of the media outlets are labeling this a credibility problem for her. In an August 27th article, Politico was a little more blunt, asking, can Hillary overcome the liar factor? They went on to cite a Quinnipiac University poll in which 61% of respondents indicated they did not believe Hillary was honest and trustworthy. And then when voters were asked the first word that came in mind about Clinton, the top three replies in order of popularity were liar, dishonest, and untrustworthy. Vote for me. Overall, more than a third of poll respondents said their first thought about Clinton was some version of she's a liar. And this striking reality is that for Clinton, this lack of trust is the first thing that many think of. And I would have to think, since they polled 61% of the people, they had to get some of the low info voters in there. You can count us in on what we think about that as far as the low infos, I guess, huh? And given that nothing characterizes Hillary Clinton in the American mind more than dishonesty, we might have thought that she could at least come up with something more original than the thoroughly discredited claim that 40% of guns are sold at gun shows and online sales, meaning without a background check. I don't know. Here's the study I want to see. I want to know what is the percentage of guns sold at gun shows that are not sold by FFLs? I've been to a gun show where a guy had it was an okay, decent AR-15, and it had an EOTech holographic sight on it, and it had some Magpul furniture on it. When I think of a fully tricked out gun, not exactly there, but it was a good looking gun, and he was wearing it slung, hanging low on his back with his sign on it to sell it. And he walked all around. Don't know if he ever sold it or not. Comparatively speaking, when you think about the number of FFLs that were sitting there with tables full of the things, with all kinds of selection there, I just wonder what is the percentage of guns sold without a background check at a gun show? Because it can't, with all the guns that are there, the percentage is barely, I don't even know if it's a blip, statistically. But no, we've got to trot out the 40% thing. That's one of the main talking points to support closing the equally mythic gun show loophole through the universal background check. The 40% hogwash is, of course, legendary amongst gun control advocates, but it's also become sort of a mandatory mantra for them, sort of like the 90%. None other than President Barack Obama has been called on this not once but twice. And as often the case, the president's followers and partisans immediately took up the argument as if hoping the volume and repetition of their lies would obliterate the truth. Senator Tim Kaine, Democrat from Virginia, took a turn in May. You know, Virginia, despite McAuliffe and Tim Kaine and all of those gun grabbers there, Virginia never shows up on top of any of the crime polls. Never. In September, former Maryland governor and current Democratic presidential hopeful Martin O'Malley joined the chorus when laying out his own expansive anti-gun platform. And Senator Bernie Sanders, he who can't really decide what he is, what is the SOD? What does that make me? SOD? Anyway, Bernie Sanders, you can't really decide what he is. He's out there. He hedges slightly with the phrase 40%. But so, Hillary's adoption of the lie, which of course, given the way she does things, was inevitable, at least was not surprising. However, if that is even after the claim was repeatedly debunked by fact checkers, and this is what makes me wonder about the staffs of some of these people. Why? Washington Post, who is anti-gun as the day is long, got out there and fact-checked it and found out that that was a bunch of Pinocchios. Do you not think that Hillary Clinton's handlers read the Washington Post before they let her trot out there going, of course, 40% of all guns are sold without a background check, and we must close this loophole. Why would we as a people not stand up to the NRA, these bunch of terrorists? All the people carrying guns are terrorists, aren't they? I think they are. Everybody's invited to my coronation. Her claim doesn't stand up to scrutiny. If you want to find out the breakdown of the facts, go to the front page of lockandloadradio.com. It's the top article. Has a beautiful picture of Hillary Clinton beside it. She's a special guest star. I was just a little bit ahead of my time. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teenager or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
From the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion
of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Being told in the chat room that one of the ninjas, Heath, intends to run for president after the debate from the CNBC, which I've seen some of the video excerpts. That was just a big joke, big dog and pony show with a bunch of hostile interviewers. But he's going to run for president. And, of course, he's offered me a position in the cabinet. I don't want a position in the cabinet. All I want is to be locked in a room with a few select individuals. And then I'm going to beat a lot of information out of them, and then I'm going to get rough with them. They've declared war on us. I mean, let's take it to them, okay? And, oh, yes. The other day, I don't know exactly what the deal was with this, but it's very interesting to me. I had developed something in my hands called trigger finger. And, I mean, I had received so many nice weapons to go shoot, and I couldn't make my hands function to actually do that, which was, it's a little like torture,
yeah,
to have this stuff in front of you going, we're here, and you can't do anything with it. And then I had the heart attack. And the cocktail that I took when I was in the hospital, which makes it sound like it was optional, the cocktail they had me on, I came out of the hospital without trigger finger, and I was like, wow. So then it remanifested itself. Well, day before yesterday, I decided to do something about it. So I got shots in my hands. My right hand is altogether back. I can make as tight a fist as I need to, no pain. Left hand a little slow. This one may have to be operated on. Or it may get another shot, I don't know. But very soon I'm going to be able to shoot. And this means if my friend Heath is successful in his presidential aspirations, that I can go into the room and beat it out of them, at least as long as I use my right hand. So that's just pulling back the curtain a little bit, if you will. Hillary Rodham Clinton. Going forward, for some reason, everybody's thinking it's a really smoking hot idea that let's go ahead and say what we intend to do, what we've meant to do the whole time, which is confiscate guns. They do this in this veiled sort of code speak by saying the Australian solution. And despite what the Democratic apologists will get out there and say, she's talking gun confiscation, or it's like I said earlier, she doesn't know what she's talking about. Now, this is coming to the attention of a lot of people. When, yes, I got, they were cortisone shots. I'm being asked what kind of shots. Cortisone, yes, I know all about the shortcomings of that, but golly gee, it sure is nice to make a fist. Doesn't take much to make me happy. Getting out there and saying what they intend to do is tone deaf. It's tone deaf to what's actually happening in the country. Right now, there's more people wanting gun rights than ever before. In Austria, they have bought the gun shops out. In Panama, they're allowing citizens to carry guns to try to stamp out the crime because of what they see here. Because you know what? In Panama, they don't get the mainstream media. They just look at the stats put out by the FBI. Russia is allowing citizens to carry everything up to a shotgun for self-defense. Israel is going to allow their citizens, they're going to loosen it up. You know, I always thought in Israel you could have a Uzi in your glove compartment, but apparently that was not the case. Everybody is loosening up the, and in a way, we can thank Barack Obama for this. Not only is he the best best gun salesman that's ever been. But when he became president, sort of opened up the way. You know, Europe was already going multicultural. And, you know, everybody looked at his book, Dreams of My Father, that Bill Ayers wrote for him, where he said, if Islam is put in a corner, I will have to stand with them if the rest of the world stands against them, or whatever he said. I don't know. I've never read the book, never going to read the book. I've heard about the excerpt. He made it trendy to invite Islamic terrorists to be part of your country as a refugee, to throw down your border gates. Hey, we're Germany. We'll take a million of you. Hey, we're Sweden. 55 no-go zones. No big deal. And in these nations where they can't get to a gun, if you want to watch a really good opening to a movie that gives you an idea of what it's like to live in a gun-free society when something really bad happens, watch World War Z. Because when the rabies type thing happens, the remaining one guy that actually was in charge of something at the UN tells, Brad Pitt, the Brad Pitt character, tells Brad Pitt's character, in these countries where they had no guns and no bullets to fight it, they are all gone. And guess who the zombie horde is? That's Islam. So we're seeing this happening in Europe right now. Austria, women have bought guns over there in droves. Everybody's buying everything they can find. We'll see how it plays. And despite all of this, here we got Hillary Rodham Clinton coming out. And some of the stuff she's saying is coming up with the tactical community. Now, to penetrate into the tactical community, this is deep penetration. Because the tactical community is very busy. The ones that actually do this stuff, John Farnham, Larry Vickers, Paul Howe, Travis Haley, James Yeager, Jason Fala, you name it, Chris Costa, all of these guys constantly out there doing stuff, and they don't really have time to get into the politics of it, but when they notice it, this is bad, because then it's cool, then the cool kids begin to notice it. And this is where the gun culture 2.0 comes into play. Hillary Clinton made it sound like the Australian gun buyback was optional. Like, hello, Australia, yeah, we're going to do a gun buyback just to fight the crime. So bring your guns in and don't worry about it. Have a dingo on us. What she failed to mention is that Australia made it compulsory. It was mandatory with the full force of the government if you didn't come in and sell it back. They made it to where, you know, they made themselves some really good deals, too. I mean, they were, you know, buying these guns back for pennies on the dollar that they never sold in the first place. So anyway, another Hillary Clinton step in it. And they, you know, what they're describing when they do a gun buyback, they're talking about using our money to ban our guns and give us a pittance of pennies on the dollar. Insult to injury. They can only get what we give them. We'll be right back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeCig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. One of the ninjas in there, his wife wants an AR, and he hopes he doesn't want it in tactical pink. Randall, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what color it is, brother. But I see your problem. I see what you're thinking. I see where you're going with it. Don't worry about it, though. Maybe if when she pulls it up in a bad situation, they'll just go, pretty, and then that'll be their last thought. Who knows? Greeks equate gun bans with a death sentence. They equate the kind of gun ban apparently proposed by Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama and the kind that's already in effect in Chicago, New York City, and Washington, D.C., and places like that, to a personal death sentence. And that's because for their fathers and their grandfathers, it was a personal death sentence. They fought the Muslim Ottomans, the Italian fascists, the Nazis, and the Soviet-backed domestic communists. And they know all too well about being forcibly disarmed and rounded up and slaughtered wholesale shortly thereafter. Currently in Austria and much of Western Europe, there is a nervous undercurrent going on as residents there are seeking guns as fast as they can be purchased, smuggled, or otherwise acquired. They don't care how they get them. They just want one. Simultaneously in Germany, housing designated for new immigrant residents is mysteriously suffering from sweeping arson attacks. Over here in the United States, at the Wyoming Catholic College in Lander, Wyoming, they recently held a courageous fundraiser, and they auctioned off to the public, what they auctioned off were Garands and M1As and M4s and an extensive selection of pistols, all provided by private donors. When a liberal New York City journalist called the college president and in a panic asked why the college would want more guns in the street, the president answered, "Ever been to Wyoming, son? You ought to come here sometime." And the journalist has never been west of the Hudson, of course. Banning guns in New York City and Chicago has turned those places into a regular Shangri-La, right? Everybody sings Kumbaya and sits in a circle. And we should wish those naive liberal yuppies in rotting Manhattan very good luck. In the other rotting big cities, high-rise projects built at great expense in the 1960s and 70s, to house society's losers, they have all been torn down. Apartment complexes, many in suburbs and small towns, are now the Section 8 housing, and drug gangsters have moved right in. And there should be no surprise there. So today, your violent crime problem may not be confined to the bad part of town. Thanks to the urban planners, it may be as close as your neighborhood park, your street fair, your casino, sports event, theater, and mall. Recently, I saw this editorial where a very feminine male author claimed that owning and carrying guns provides no enhanced personal security at all, and that gun owners and carriers are all just naive fools. I love the funny. I love the funny. Judging from the number of guns privately owned and sold every day, we have an entire nation of fools then to work with. With what is reckoned to be somewhere between 120 and 140 million gun owners in the United States today, which is over half of the adults in the United States today. And this includes American police officers and federal agents, including the president's own SS contingent. All of us fools. What do you think he knows that we don't know? I'll tell you what I know, okay? And I believe that Robbie Barkman from Robar would translate with me. Not translate, agree with me. Because in English, you would say defiantly fighting back. In Afrikaans, it's terug bakle. Terug bakle. Defiantly fighting back. It's not new to have a sense of personal safety and dignity and initiative, and to be audacious about it. It's nothing new to be that way. Niccolo Machiavelli said, "Armed prophets have been victorious while unarmed ones have been destroyed." We need to bear that in mind as we go forward. In the meantime, we will continue to be assaulted on a regular basis. The Trace... Who was I talking to the other day? We were talking about the Trace. Bloomberg's hard to track because he keeps changing his name, and right now his new thing is the Trace. And, what they're trying to do with the Trace is they're trying to get out there and try to stop this public opinion that's steadily affirming the Second Amendment. And in some ways, they're becoming frantic. They now push the limits of decency, even in a popular culture that no longer has very many limits. So, Bloombergian propaganda tool, The Trace, resorts now to brandishing autopsy reports of child homicide victims in a desperate attempt to shame America into giving up its guns. The Trace's staff writer, Jennifer Macia, brings her own sick baggage to the bloody display, hits her readers with every gut punch she can think of, racially motivated murder, spouse abuse, and a color photo of a young girl's corpse splayed open at the chest with a medical examiner's scalpel. The email's version introductory paragraph slips this in. Some observers argue that such shocking imagery is just what the gun safety effort needs. So we're to believe that a violation of the rules of gun safety caused this girl's death? Because that's what gun safety means. I'm pretty sure The Trace really means gun control. So we see this concerted propaganda effort being pushed our way. And these type of attacks have been sort of limited to a few outbursts by gun prohibition activists and celebrities with bigger mouths and brains. But $50 million can buy a lot of writers and PR hacks and airtime. So now the torrent of insults and attempts at shaming and lies has become nonstop and unfathomably nastier. And that's fine. This is blood porn, Mashia. Jennifer Mashia, enjoy your blood porn. I don't, It's like the Washington Post in their want blog entry, which would be at the checkout stand next to the Hillary Clinton adopts an alien baby headline. There's this headline, people are getting shot by toddlers on a weekly basis this year. This is the newspaper of record in our nation's capital with their leading story. He claims to have found where 43 preschoolers have shot people since the beginning of the year. 43 out of a nation in 320 million plus. He neglected to mention the 120 illegal aliens that Barack Obama's let loose that have killed people here in the United States. So, what do you think? We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 bulletproof vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A bulletproof vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. We've talked about the nudge more than once. Got some data now to back up the nudge. Thanks to the pervasive, and this is the thing. This is where the nudge comes in. The media are obsessed with gun ownership. So obsessed that they hover around it as much as they can. And they've done it so much that the public believes, the low-info public believes, contrary to the fact, that homicides and gun deaths are increasing. And that has actually plunged. And in proportion to gun ownership, it has really plunged. Now, since 1993, when the murder rate was 7 per 100,000 in 1993, by 2013, it was down to 3.6. It was almost cut in half. Over the same period, overall gun deaths, including accidents and suicides, has fallen by one-third from 15.2 to 10.6 per 100,000. That's falling. Falling. And in spite of this, the American public believes that homicides and gun deaths are increasing in the United States. Those who think that violence is getting worse should probably watch less television and sort of look around them instead. And right now, we're actually at about 1950s levels. Meanwhile, the number of privately owned guns has increased substantially in recent decades. In 1993, Let's see. In 1994, we were manufacturing just a little bit shy of 7,000 guns a year. Then all throughout the assault weapon ban years, read that to be, when nothing was being developed and nothing high capacity or standard capacity was allowed to be sold, it was all below, in some cases, 5 million. But then in 2005, it started picking back up. And in 2013, we had 16 million guns imported and exported coming into the United States. Now, according to the World Bank, the homicide rates in the U.S. since 1995, in 1995, it was 8 per 100,000. 2012, we're less than 5 per 100,000. Here's the homicide rate graphed against total new firearms in the U.S. indexed with 1995 equals 100, whatever that means, and it's plunging. Of course, there are other factors involved, and correlation does not prove causation. For instance, there's a so-called mass incarceration that has kept the criminals off the street. We know how that works out, don't we? Like gun ownership, this is the target of the left, which apparently wants a higher crime rate and appears to be getting its way in big cities. Karl Marx would warn them of the dialectic at work. A rising crime tends to hand the political support to the conservatives. That's going to be problematic for them. That's not something you can recover real quick from. Once the crime starts coming up, you just can't say, all right, friends and neighbors, we've had enough. That never works. It's never going to work. We've been trying it for years. I'm going to tell you some things that are probably not going to sound too very good. And this is in order for us to solve a problem. Because in order to solve a problem, you have to admit that you have a problem. Now, right now, we can look in Europe and we can see what Islam is doing in Europe. Even in Germany now, you're seeing mass marches in places. You know, I had heard of Hanover when I was stationed there, but I had never been there. And it was, it wasn't obscure. It was a very nice town. But you have mass Islamic marches in streets waving large flags with Arabic writing. In Germany, they're getting nervous too. Even as Merkel imports a million of these cats, they're getting nervous. Now, we're not going to have that to that degree, okay? Here in South Carolina, we had this police chief named Halstead who got out there and made a statement that Black Lives Matter is a terrorist organization because they were walking down talking about roasting pigs in a blanket. And then he was summarily dismissed for being, I guess, racist. I don't know. Except he's speaking the truth. If you've got a group of people, for whatever reason, whatever motivation, and this is not all black people, to be sure. To be sure. All black people are not Black Lives Matter people, just like all white people are not KKK people. Okay? But the ones that aren't there, they're out there. I mean, you've even got white guys pretending to be black, like Sean White, who calls David Clark, Sheriff David Clark of Milwaukee, and Uncle Tom, for David Clark getting out there and saying, you know, police brutality is an anomaly. True police brutality is an anomaly. And he cited an example of true police brutality, which also happened here in South Carolina with the black guy who got pulled over for a bad taillight and the cop that shot him 7 times as he tried to run away for doing nothing. That was police brutality. It is not, however, racist to get out and point out if somebody's out there saying, I want to see a bunch of dead cops and I'm going to do what I can to make that happen. That's not racist. I call that IDing a threat. Now, in Europe right now, very slowly, it's beginning to coalesce in the minds of the European people. Maybe not the leadership, and I don't know. You know, I really don't even understand what the end game is for the European leadership, because all politicians want to stay in power. How are they going to stay in power when Sharia comes to town. I mean, just the other day here in Texas, in Irving, Texas, a Sharia court was proposed and the mayor shot it down. And of course the Sharias, they got very upset. The Muslims, they got very upset about that, and they will try again. They're like a contagion. They're like a virus. They think they can simply spread and procreate till they take everything over. And I'm not the one to say they might not do it. Because everybody seems to be laying, all leadership seems to be laying down. They're going to leave it to us. We've got to admit that we've got a problem here in these United States. It is not normal. It is not a normal thing to be violent. Or to advocate violence. When you advocate violence, we've seen this before in the past. We've seen this with various countries, various dictatorships, various people, where they advocate violence. They talk about eradicating this people or that people, whether it's, whatever. And that once that starts, like, Hitler had a thing about the Jews, of course, but then we got eugenics. He got eugenics, so then you couldn't be a special needs person. You couldn't be gay. I mean, here you're a little stigmatized for some things. Over there, you would just be killed. You'd just be killed. You'd be liquidated, as they put it. They make it sound like you were a bunch of overstocked couches. There would be a mass liquidation sale. We'd just get rid of all of you. Fire sale, if you will. And they did that. And, of course, now we got eugenics here. We've got, it's called abortion, Martha, Margaret Sanger, big eugenicist. Everybody, I bring that up, and everybody's like, she's dead, man. Yeah, she's dead, but her legacy still lingers. So, and surprisingly, the ones that are the biggest victims of the liberals are the ones that are the terrorists now, in some cases. And for some people, it's apparently fairly attractive, because you got Shaun White and Rachel Dolezal out there saying, well, we're black. It's funny, I thought you were Caucasian. That's what your DNA says. Anyway, Sean Maloney will be joining us at a quarter past the hour coming up next. We'll be right back. Second hour coming up. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.